Governor Hassan's drug czar, John Wozniak, has been on the job since early February, but this week has amounted to his coming out. It hasn't been all or even mostly smooth. Republicans have accused Wozniak and the governor of not leading on heroin, and officials in Manchester say he's ignored their city, where narcotic use is rampant. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, Wozniak paid a visit to the Executive Council meeting yesterday to discuss a 22-point drug plan and also to allay concerns.
That New Hampshire's approach to fighting heroin has become a political fight was clear by the very fact that Jack Wozniak was at the Executive Council meeting at 8 a.m. in Cornish, and every statewide media outlet was there to cover it. Wozniak, a former administrator of Cheshire County, wasn't always at ease, but did what he could to show he understands a big part of his job involves reaching out.
We did meet with the mayor earlier this week to try to, you know, improve that communication. Obviously, Manchester is a big player in both the scope of the problem and the efforts that they're addressing on it. So I'll be working very closely with them. There'll be more and more outreach, obviously, as time goes on.
Wozniak also told the council there are specific things the state needs to do to battle heroin use. Some Governor Hassan has pushed for a while, like securing more drug treatment options via Medicaid, both by offering treatment to traditional recipients and also by reauthorizing Medicaid expansion. Other ideas were newer, like making sure that drug take-back boxes are in every pharmacy and that doctors use standardized prescribing practices. Wozniak also said pain clinics need more strict regulation and that drug courts need to be set up in every county.
In fact, I think the paradigm needs to shift so that the only reason that we would send somebody to jail or to prison is if they don't have a substance use disorder, right? We flip it around the other way of treating it as an alternative to incarceration.
Executive counselors, even those who have criticized the governor's approach to drugs like Republican Chris Sununu, seem to welcome the policy suggestions.
I thought the 22 points that were put out were very positive, but getting their feedback into how those could be enhanced, because I think you guys said with a draft kind of,
look, this is ongoing and this
right.
is multi-pronged.
For Governor Hassan, though, a main prong remains Medicaid expansion. Hassan brought it up multiple times during Wozniak's 50-minute meeting with the council. And when counselors asked what they could do to help fight drugs, she asked them to do some lobbying.
So if you all want to be helpful about this issue, reaching out to legislators, finding a way that we could deal with Medicaid expansion reauthorization.
Which might be a tough sell for the GOP-controlled council, let alone the GOP-controlled legislature. Republican leaders in the House oppose expanding Medicaid, and leaders in the Senate say they want to take up the issue next year. During a break in the council action, the governor was quick to tell reporters the heroin crisis is a compelling reason not to wait.
Right now, the single most important thing to do, the thing that will have the biggest bang for the buck, if you will, is getting those treatment dollars into this state from the federal government. That requires reauthorization of Medicaid expansion.
And a new UNH poll may help her make that argument. The survey released this week found heroin New Hampshire's second most pressing problem. The state budget, meanwhile, ranked fourth. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.